Why can't I be happy? Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, reminding you of what the Bible says very clearly, my beloved, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. The world is filled with so many unhappy people. Why? Why is that? Has society let them down? Is happiness an impossible goal? Has God failed them? There's no question that society has failed to meet our needs. It hasn't even given us believable answers to why we are here and how to fulfill the true purpose of our existence. After all, they try to tell us in school that there is no God and that we evolved from some primordial soup. I knew better, and so do many of you. When I was young, I longed to be truly loved and accepted, as we all want that in our lives. So I searched for this from church, from religion, from family, friends, and classmates. I was soon disappointed. So next I compromised my values and conscience by joining in with all the juicers, drug users, and the immoral for acceptance. Does this sound familiar? This is a story, a true story from a man's life. His name is Gary Pace. He goes on to say, I found out that I had friends as long as I was providing the booze and the laughs, though all the while I was slowly destroying my mind and my body. Lots of people wanted me to walk the straight and narrow way, but many of them were so hypocritical that I didn't trust them. Running after riches, success, immoral sex, fame, and rock and roll kept me busy, but left me unsatisfied. They just acted like a temporary anesthesia for the deep pain that lingered in my empty, longing soul. Pleasure did not bring contentment. Yes, I tried almost everything a young person could try, and came up empty and lonely. I turned to a hypnotist for mind control to escape reality by pretending that everything was okay. It did not work. My conscience was still saying that something was not right. Then I wanted drugs and alcohol to medicate myself to forget the pain of being lonely and the shame and guilt of my sins. I was really bad in relationships, and I longed for true intimacy, but found that being real was too painful for me. False intimacies were so much easier and less painful, but also never satisfied. So, dear friend, does any of this ring a bell? Does it sound familiar to you? If so, let me tell you clearly that there is an answer to why can't I be happy. Years ago, I asked a Christian man this question, and the answer he gave me, the answer I'm going to give you, came as a surprise. He took me to mankind's owner's manual, the Bible, the Holy Bible, where it says that God satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness. God, our Creator, has designed us and knows our needs and problems. He has given each of us the freedom to either love and obey Him or to turn away from Him. Sadly, we all have chosen to sin, to rebel against His commandments and His commands. And the result is physical and spiritual death, and we all know it. Spiritual death ultimately brings separation from God forever. You must understand that sin is what separates us from God Almighty. Away from the only source of everlasting love, real love. In order to have joy and peace, yea, and happiness, we must be reconciled to God. God has done His part, of course. For the Bible says, God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus Christ suffered the death penalty for you and for me when He died on the tree, on the cross, in our place. He rose from the dead the third day and is now alive forever. This is real talk. He asks you to come to Him. Jesus says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." God did not let you down. He has cleared the way for you to come to Him. He offers you love, acceptance, forgiveness, peace, and eternal, joyous life with Him. I tried all the other ways. Maybe you have too. But now it is time for you to fulfill your purpose and begin a loving, eternal relationship with God. And I'm talking to so-called Christians right now as well. So-called church members, you go to church every Sunday, but you're not happy. You don't have any joy. You don't have any peace. You don't have any real intimacy either. Your life is a fraud, a farce. You are a phony, and you are a fake, and you know it. I'm talking to you too, because you're just as lost as Mr. Pace was, running around, whoring around, lusting, juicing, and in drugs. But you're worse. You're in a worse situation than he was in. Because you think you're all right. You think that you're okay, but you're miserable. You're miserable. You're sad. You're disgusting. And you're disgusted. You are a hypocrite, a phony, and a fake. Depressed, defeated, despondent. Can't get along with others, even in your own family. But yet you're such a wonderful Christian, and you put on the little fake smile in front of other Christians, and you play the same game they play, trying to make everybody think you're all right, and you have it going on, and you're on your way to hell with a hellacious attitude and spirit, mean as the devil, mean as a junkyard dog. I'm talking to you as well, people who call themselves Christians, people who go to church every Sunday and call themselves church members, but you're just as miserable and sad and unhappy. When you do this, dear friend, that is what Mr. Pace said. I tried all the other ways. Maybe you have too. But now it is time for you to fulfill your purpose and begin a loving, eternal relationship with God by seeing your need of Jesus and trusting him to forgive all of your sins. When you do this, you will be spiritually born again and begin to experience life more abundantly. For the first time, you will also be equipped for true happiness and true satisfaction, which come from knowing and following God, from aligning your will with his. For the Bible says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." The word call means to appeal to him. You do the calling and he will do the saving. It is as simple as that. Eternal life is free, a gift from God through Jesus Christ. All you have to do is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world as the sacrificial Lamb of all time. Emmanuel, God with us, his name is Jesus Christ. The Bible says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shalt be saved." It is very simple. Trust him as your Savior today, and pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul, and receive him into your heart, the free gift of salvation. Pray with me, repeat after me, phrase by phrase, this simple prayer called the Sinner's Prayer. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner. I admit that I have broken your Ten Commandments, for I have lied before. I have stolen things before. I have taken your holy name in vain before. I have disobeyed and dishonored my parents before. For Jesus Christ's sake, along with many other sins, please have mercy and grace upon my soul and forgive me of all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for my sins, was buried, and rose again. I believe it with all of my heart. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. I receive you as the free gift from God for my soul's salvation. I know I don't deserve it. I know I deserve to go to hell. But for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins and save my wretched soul from hell. And fill me with your Holy Spirit. And help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from my evil ways. And help me to follow you for all of my days. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to this gospel presentation. To find out more about what you need to do after trusting Jesus Christ as Savior, please visit GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet titled, What to Do After You Have Entered Through the Door. Jesus Christ said, I am the door of salvation. That's GospelLightSociety.com. Now, this track, the track that this podcast is based on today, is written by Brother Gary Pace. It is his story. It is his testimony. And it was produced by Moments with the Book, a wonderful nonprofit organization that is gospel focused, whose purpose is to spread God's word to the world through the printed page and other media, similar to the purpose of GospelLightSociety.com. You can order copies of this wonderful track, pamphlet, online at mwtb.org. God bless you, my dear friend. Until next time.